okay, we had a system called OPREP, which is short for Operational Reporting. An OPREP one was where they would go out and say, okay, we want you to hit the thermal power plant in Hanoi at 9:25 in the morning. We want you to use 16 bombers, and blah, 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 or you're going to use walleyes or whatever. And then we would come back and say, Roger, on an OPREP 2, we could do it, and here's what the situation is. And that information was going out classified. The Vietnamese were reading it. So they knew what we were hitting, what time we were hitting, and what we were going to use. And all the time I thought, God, these are the most clever people in the world, not realizing that they had all that intelligence, real-time intelligence. Hello? At any rate, that's what we did, and I'm glad they got Walker. It was a little bit too late. I'm sure there were a lot of pilots that we lost as a result of Walker giving all that information to them. One of the stories I wanted to tell were my wingman, who was a relatively new wingman on my second cruise. We found the SAM site, and I sent two planes down. I bombed, and then I sent two planes down. I circled at 12,000 feet to take handheld pictures, and I was looking down. All of a sudden, I heard this vroom, vroom, vroom. I said, God, my air conditioning must be cycling. So I looked down. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw these cherry red centers, these big black puffs of 85 millimeter. And I told my wingman, break right. I broke left to split up the two targets. And the missile was tracking on, the radar was tracking on me. I finally shook it. I came back. I said, Mick, damn it. Did you see that? Your job as a wingman is to look at the, and call these things out. He said, I want to tell you something, Skipper. That's the neatest thing I ever saw. It was so pretty. It was just as pretty as dog shit. And I thought, oh, God, Mick, I've got to talk to you. You can't do that. You've got to call these things out. Of course, he had never seen 85 millimeter before, but that's a pretty heavy gun and sure hurt you big time. One of the things that we had on our cruise as the Bob Hope Show came out with Ann Margaret and the Gold Diggers, Christmas Eve. Well, we managed to get the Ann Margaret and the Gold Diggers away from Bob Hope, and the captain had Bob Hope. We had Ann Margaret and the Gold Diggers, and we had a party in one of the staterooms. So Ann Margaret said, well, what do you have here? I said, well, we have some punch. She said, well, I'd like to have a gin and tonic. I said, well, I've got some in my room. Of course, it's illegal on the carrier to have that, and I might get in trouble for telling her. But anyhow, she came to my room, and I said, if anybody would know that I'm in the Gulf of Tonkin fighting a war and I have Ann Margaret in my stateroom, they would not believe it. So I said, Ann, would you call the guys up in a squadron, call their stateroom, and wish them a Merry Christmas? So she says, I'm with your skipper, and I just want to wish you a Merry Christmas. The guys couldn't believe it. The next morning at breakfast, I was sitting at the table with the rest of the commanding officers and executive officers, and one of the Gold Diggers came up and said, is it Commander Spann here? I said, yeah, he's sitting over there. And the executive officer of the ship was sitting at the head table, couldn't figure out what's going on. I said, I'm sorry I missed your party last night. Do I get a cigarette lighter too? I said, yeah, no problem. And the XO said, well, what the hell was that all about? I said, well, you know these Hollywood people, they get all confused. They don't know what they're talking about. I flew a combat mission that day, Christmas Day. Fortunately, it was down in South Vietnam. We didn't get shot at very much. And the Air Force forward air controller said, hey, look, I'll give you a target. Drop your bombs and get out of here. Merry Christmas. We don't want you to get shot down. And at that point on the guard channel, I heard, mayday, mayday, mayday. Gunslinger 1 took a SAM hit. I'm punching out. Merry Christmas. I thought, oh, my God, what a shame. Anyhow, it was a great cruise. I enjoyed it, and even though we lost a lot of pilots, I had no morale problems. The guys always recovered when we came back and we had lost pilots, and they went on doing the job that they were supposed to do.